Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite YouTube channel and podcast. Keep That Same Energy podcast with your host, Justin P. and my co-host, the man with the master plan, the villain, and the vigilante, Mr. Maurice Savage Jr. This is episode 207 for the YouTube channel. And for the audio version, it's season 5. I want to say episode 30. Let me double check so I won't misguide myself. Yeah, give me one second, but I know it's season 5. Hold on one second. Season 5, episode 38. I figured that, yeah. Sorry for the little delay. Check out all the links in the description. Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Basically, anywhere you get your podcasts and music stuff from, just type in Keep That Same Energy Podcast with Justin P. It'll pop up. I changed the name. Well, man, I always changed the name because, you know, we indulge in other topics too, so we didn't want anybody just to say, oh, no, we can't tune in because they only talk in sports. No, we talk everything. You know, of course, sports is the main hitter, but we talk everything. Relationships here and there, food, cars, politics, movie reviews, whatever. So, yeah, that's why I changed the name. So, yeah, it's still KTSC, though. Still got the same abbreviation. So, without further ado, here's my co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the villain, or the vigilante, Mr. Aubrey Savage Jr. Yay, yay!
What's good, people? What's good, people? This is a long time. It's been a long time since we did one, and it's good to be back doing it with Big Bro, man. This is where it started at right here. We've both been busy achieving many endeavors in life, man, and it feels good to come back where it originally started. As always, man, we're going to hit you with some emotions, you know what I'm saying? Because it's coming from the heart when we come to this shit, so it's definitely going to be some emotions. And, of course, we're going to hit you with some opinions because our thought process is very strong. We put our time and energy into this, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter unless we hit you with the facts.
That's the fact, Jack. So Maurice is going to lead the way. You know what I mean? He came up with the topic, so he's going to basically narrate my answer, then he'll give his opinion. So go ahead, co-host, take the floor.
All right. We have been teasing at wrestling a lot since we've been doing this show over the years. And since we've been watching, wrestling has had its ups and downs. I remember at one point in time, we talked it in a good way about wrestling. And then there was a few times where we had wrestling topics and we was talking about how trash it is. But right now, I'm not going to lie. They are starting to turn it up where it's this new entertainment. I wouldn't say it's still as good as the generation that we had growing up. But right now, this new entertainment is definitely lit. Shout out to Omos, the dude from Morgan. He's from Baltimore. Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to him. But WrestleMania has been hot. Raw has been hot. I mean, they bring in the real entertainment back. And they bring it back. They know what they was missing. But without further ado, since I'm going to the rambling about the wrestling, the first two topics will be about wrestling. Wrestlers right now, who you admire, who your favorite right now, who's changing the game. So right now in WWE, who is your favorite WWE star right now? We talking about the number one guy right now.
That I like, or just that's number one far as like just
that you like, your number one guy right now, the heavyweight title on the line, and a guy who you like and who you want to win it. Who is it?
WWE. It's interesting. I'm gonna go with Cody Rhodes.
Good pick.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes, man. Just like, you know, I was so upset that they did that to my man. Like, you know what I'm saying? My man won. I held him so much with a torn pec. So yeah, Cody, like I said, that Rhodes lineage, you know, everybody know who his daddy is. The American Dream. That's why he called himself the American Nightmare, for those who don't know. You know, to pay homage to his daddy. His brother, Dustin, doing his thing at AEW, aka Gold Dust. But Cody, man, Cody is my guy, man. Crossroads, man, that's one of the best finishing moves. Something creative, you never saw that before. A lot of wrestlers do the same stuff over and over. Like Kevin Owens, I like him, but you stole Stone Cold Steve Austin's stunner, so it's like nobody can really just like, you know. we like you, KO, but it's like you stole the stunner, you know.
And he should have kept up the Pump My Power Bomb. He should have kept
that. Yeah. That's creative, something different. But, you know, I guess he wanted some clout. I don't know. But any day, he's going to be known for a copycatter. As much as I love Randy Orton, RKO, we all know who that came from. Diamond Dallas Page is the Diamond Cutter. And then everybody's doing the spear now. Remember, Goldberg was the only one doing the spear. So that's why I give Cody the credit. He came up with his own original finish move. He still do the Diamond Cutter, but it's not his finish. It's just a trick to the trade.
Yeah.
You know, so definitely Cody Rhodes, man. I love the theme song, man. Freedom is my shit, man. That's my shit. Protect my kingdom. That's my shit, man.
Has more than one royal family.
Yeah. So Cody Rhodes for me, man. And I just gave you all the reasons why.
So before I answer, you feel me? What you think about the feud with him and Brock Lesnar got going on right now?
I think it kind of come left field. They should have let him and Roman go at it, but that's just me. But that's what Vince McMahon, he just got to fall back. He getting up there in age. He got to let Triple H do more of the creative stuff. Because you should have let him and Roman kept that going, man. You know, then he could have won. Then Cody could have won the belt probably at Backlash or SummerSlam or something. But now he's feuding with Brock Lesnar. Okay, cool. Now who's going to challenge Roman for the belt? So it's like, I don't know. That I'm really 50-50 on that one.
Or it might, and I ain't gonna lie, before I answer, from what it looked like, it might be Roman Reigns versus Damian Priest, because right now the judgment
nobody want to see that.
I don't like neither.
Nobody want to see that shit.
Yeah, but all right, I like that answer. For me, by far, it's Roman Reigns. I mean, he's the one fun fact before I go to it. I did not know that Booker T, the booking, I did not know he came up with that idea before The Rock. I did not know that.
Hey, he should have used it sooner. That's on him. You can't. That's like saying I almost fucked the girl, but the guy pulled his dick out faster than me. So it's like,
You're right. But by far Roman Reigns. I mean, he the longest reigning champ, 962 days. Of course, they're gonna damn sure make him 1,000. I mean, to be honest with you, he looks good with the title on him. The way how he turned this character around is beautiful. It's magnificent. I like who he's becoming. I wouldn't mind seeing him be the champion for like 5 years. And this is why I say that, because they had this before. They've had 5-year champions before. You got to take it back to the back in the day days. Like, prime example, I like it how people only think that Goldberg had a long undefeated streak. They don't know Andre the Giant was undefeated for like 3 years. You feel me? People got to do that work and all that shit. But by far, I'm going with Roman Reigns. I love the bloodline. I wish they would have kept Sami Zayn, but I do understand it. That I think Sami Zayn and Roman, I think they're going to lose the titles to the Usos, and then they're going to go back to having that feud and all that shit. That's why Riddle came back. But Roman Reigns, he's the man right now. He's the modern-day Rock. And what I mean when I say modern-day Rock, I mean that's The Rock's cousin. I mean, The Rock was the hot at this time. He was the champion this time. We was calling him the people's champ. Right now, you got fans saying I'm in the bloodline. So I gotta give credit where it's due, without a shadow of a doubt. Roman Reigns, if I was to have probably an honorable mention, I would have said Cody Rhodes, but you said him. But I ain't gonna lie. I like what Dominic is doing. He's not my favorite, but I like what Dominic Mysterio is doing. The see that guy, we saw this guy as a kid. And get put into that little Eddie Guerrero feud. I really like what I see right there. But by far, I'm going with Roman Reigns. All right, next up, because a lot of people don't know about this, or some people watch but don't tune in as much. Who is your favorite wrestler in AEW?
Right now, AEW, who's kind of interesting? Me personally, I'm going to go Wardlow.
Woo!
Oh man, yeah, I like the powerhouse guys, power bomb. Like I said, man, he just dominant physical force, man. Like 3-time, 4-time TNT champion, was MGA bodyguard first. You know, then he said, "I'm tired of this bullshit." And the power bomb is dumbass in the tail, so it'll go for Wardlow for me. And then one more other guy I will have to say is Adam Hangman Page.
Oh, yeah. That's
big fan of Hangman, man, because he always went straight up. He went legit, and then you know he don't do no scan. He don't run. I mean, he do hang with the Dark Order, but not like that. They don't come to interfere his matches like how the Black Combat Pool do, I meant to say Young Bucks and all, you know, and the Guns. Like he straight went all his matches, you know, man to man. And of course, number three. CM Punk, it's clobbering time. Look in my eyes, you'll see the cult of personality. That go to sleep is the shit, man. I've always been a CM Punk fan, even when he's in WWE. But yeah, those are my favorite guys right now, AEW.
All right. Well, I got my favorite guy, but since you named three, I'm going to just name some guys who stuck out to me. I'm not going to lie. I love what MJF was doing. I'm not going to lie. That boy dangerous. Yeah.
He like a young Ric Flair.
Yeah, I mean, and he taking this shit head on. And he cocky with it. He basically a young, to me, he remind me a younger version of Triple H. He taking a Triple H character but making him basically American for real. What's his name was just from Connecticut, so he was American as well, so my bad. But I just like how you carry yourself. I mean, it's a little cheesy sometimes how he just, I want to say like the way he be winning. Everybody know if you watch AEW, he's a cheesy nigga. He stay hitting you with the ring. He stay getting help from somebody. He using a belt. I mean, I thought he was about to have a good turn until what? He traded on William Regal. So let me see. After that, who would I say? I go John Moxley. Just because he a familiar face from WWE. You feel me? Somebody I can rock with. But hey, bro, I'm saying it right now. This guy who I'm about to name, he probably is my favorite wrestler of all time. At first, Ric Flair, you had it. Shawn Michaels, you also had it. You feel me? As far as it was going to be a tie. But right now, my favorite wrestler of all time is Kenny Omega. Hands okay. down. People, and the reason, and people probably who watch it, like, what's going on? What do you mean? You need to know the legend of Kenny Omega. The man was the shit over there in Japan-style wrestling. And when you do your homework on wrestling, for real, Japan-style wrestling is probably the best wrestling of all time. It's real. It's still got the same action and all that, but it's more real. The action is more real. The moves are more real. The feuds are more real. And over there, I mean, you really on that striking style, showing them strong. What's it called? Strong style. And a guy like that to be a multi-champion everywhere he went, he was a champion. And to be the leader of the Bullet Club, one of the original leaders of the creators of the Bullet Club, him and AJ Styles. And you just named Hangman too, one of the dudes that was in the Bullet Club. So come on, that finisher move, the one winged angel. Oh my goodness, like I ain't gonna lie, Kenny Omega, my guy. He do every single style. He's doing the somersault on you. He's doing a moonsault on you. He got so many brain busters that he used, suplexes. Like, that's my guy by far, Kenny Omega. I wouldn't choose anybody else. You feel me? And I know there's other people just legends and people like, yo, what about he didn't get a chance to get in WWE? Hey, I ain't worried about that. Now what I know about the legendary things of sports or just entertaining in life. Entertainment or just life in general, yo, that guy is a savant. He wrestled all over the world. I think I'm more fascinated with wrestling all over the world instead of just going to the big top in WWE. And who's just to say that's the big top? Because, I mean, people go over there in Japan and make a lot of money. Before I go to the next topic, here's a fun show y'all need to watch. The show, what's the rock show called?
Oh, Young Rock.
You need to watch. People need to watch that. It
really. I watched all three seasons. You know, that's my favorite wrestler, so I watched all three of them.
And you and bro, you see what I mean when I say they show the insides of wrestling where you can make money and you don't just have to be on Vince McMahon's show. So that's a little brief situation right there. All right, next topic right here. Let's go ahead and jump into the NBA right here before we talk about the playoffs and all that. I want to talk about these injuries. Like, bro, have we seen this many injuries happening this quick, this fast in the playoffs? I mean, Giannis, Tyler Hero, who John Morant. We already know what's his name? What's the kid name from the Nets? Ben Simmons. And I can forget Paul George, Steve Adams, Brian Clark. I mean, Wesley Matthews. I mean, so I just want to hear your opinion. on these injuries, and they happening early in the playoffs. This is the first round. This is not deep into the playoffs yet. So give me your thoughts on all these major injuries happening in the first round.
It's unfortunate, like I said. You know, it's just the luck of the draw right now. Everybody, John Morant's banged up. You know, you got Durant. He worked his way back from an injury. Harden ain't been himself. He's been banged up. And of course, you know, AD, he's been playing, but, you know, he's been battling injury all year long. LeBron, remember, he had his foot in the cast and all that, but he seemed like he's okay. It's just unfortunate. Like I said, it's just bad timing, bad timing. You know, NBA is not as physical as football and all that sports, but they always just, but they don't have nothing to protect themselves. So when they fall and hit that fucking hardwood, yeah, you know, it's self-defense, but they ain't playing tonight, though.
No, I was checking this. Because John Morant ain't playing, and the Lakers down by 13. So I was wondering, like, how they doing it?
They might be in the leaves, but yeah, it's just like I said. It's just when he hit that hardwood, it's all that. It's all skin and bone, nothing to protect you. So, and so that's they just gotta just I don't really know how to put it. It's just bad timing, like I said. It's just be one of them freak accident things. Everybody just get hurt at the same time. So, but yeah, it's just bad timing. That's all I can really say.
Yeah, I agree with you definitely on bad timing. The reason why I made this a topic because I mean, these are not like how it would be back in the day where it'd probably be one star hurt. You feel me? And anybody else would be hurt will probably be role players and backup players like that. I mean, we're talking about John Morant. You feel me? As I said, I got the game on right now. I'm turning my head to see, like, how are they able to keep the Lakers at bay, you feel me, with the score being 83-73 right now. And, I mean, that's huge. And then one star, then you go to another star. I mean, you seen Giannis go down. When Giannis went down, Jimmy Butler went nuts in that first, in that first game. Then here we go, Tyler Hero, another star. You got a guy who's a shooter and be knocking things down. He's going to be missing some time with the hand injury. Him and John Morant both dealing with hand injuries. And then, I mean, watching the Brooklyn Nets in the playoffs look a little bit unfair because it's like, yo, Ben Simmons, they really needed you right here. But, I mean, yeah, injuries are a part of the game. It's just shocking to have star players hurt that fast and that many in the first round. So, yeah. Now, give me your thoughts on these NBA playoff games. I'm going to go game by game. You feel me? You give me your thoughts on a series. You ain't got to give me your thoughts on the game. Because I've been a couple games have been played. So I'm gonna start you off. Hold on, let me slide this over. I'm gonna start you off with the first series. What you think about the Cavs versus the Knicks? Tell me what your thoughts on them series. Two games have been played. The series is tied at one apiece, and the Cavs, of course, won the last game.
Yeah, man. The Knicks started off strong, man. You know, Julius Randle and all those guys are playing great basketball. You know, quickly, and then all those guys, like they were doing their thing, man. But it's going to be an interesting series. That's a series that could possibly go to seven games because both teams are – normally the 4 and 5 matchups are always going to be the best series because those two are evenly matched for the most part. Just maybe one or two little things that separate them, but that's always a close series for the most part. Like the Cavs, man, like I said, Donovan Mitchell, man, he first game, he lost. He dropped 38 points. Like I said, Jared Allen, he got to step up a little bit more. So does Okoro. So does, Evan Mosley. Darius Garland. Those guys, got to – they're missing Kevin Love a little bit coming off the bench. But them second-chance rebounds, he's now in South Beach. I know he's been happy. Like, he I done went to Miami. I went to Miami 10 years too late. I could have played with LeBron. But anyway – but the Cavs, they're feisty, man. They got a deep bench, the Knicks, they got a solid bench as well. Brunson over there doing his thing, Mitchell Robinson, they need a little bit more out of him, and Obi Toppin. The high flyer guy, Syracuse, he got to step up a little bit more because getting 10 to 12 points, because off of dunks alone and free throws, so. That series is a good series. I think it could possibly go 7 games. And if I had to pick a winner, I'm going with the Cavaliers.
Okay. For me, by far, I got to give the Knicks credit because I thought this was probably going to be a series that was over like 3-1. It probably could still be. 4-1. It probably still could end that way. And when I was saying 4-1, I damn sure wasn't expecting the Knicks to win that first game. I was expecting to win at least one of their home games on that floor, which they have the ability to do. But the pressure is really on the Cavs right now. You're supposed to get that win and get that job done. Bronson was just doing his thing. I mean, I haven't seen him play like this, of course, since we know what he did. What was last year, correct, with the Mavericks. So, God give credit where it was due. Julius Randle is just – he's putting his name in there. It's like, yo, I'm one of the top big guys in the league. When you talk about power forwards, we're not just going to talk about Giannis and AD. I'm going to be in that conversation. So, I got to give credit where it's due. I'm just like you. Now that I see what you see, I'm going to go with the Cavs in six. I believe they probably do win the two games. They probably do win another game in New York, probably both of the games in New York. And Cavs going to get it done. Okay, the next series, the Celtics versus the Hawks. Give me a
thought. Not going to be too long on this. Celtics will win either 5 or 4. Is that simple? Is that simple? Trae Young and those guys just don't got enough. Reason I say 5 or 4, if they do win in 5, it's going to be because Trae Young played an amazing game. And then you got a little bit of help from, you know, DeAndre Hunter, Kevin Huerter, Clint Capella, Jason Collins had a pretty – John Collins had a good game. But the Celtics are just – they're flat out just better. Like, they're the ones – y'all got the 1 seed, right, or the 2 seed, if I'm not mistaken.
We have the 2 seed.
Yeah, the 2 seed. Yeah, I know y'all lost to him the last time y'all played. Yeah, y'all the 2 seed for the reason this team just went to the NBA Finals despite everything that went on with Imani Udoka. This guy that's filling in for him is doing an amazing job. So it's to the point nobody even talking about him coming back. They're like, okay, whatever. He might want to fucking go take another job somewhere because this team is looking a little bit more better. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I said, it's gonna be over in 4 or 5. It's that simple. Jason Tatum, them guys are way too much for them.
I'm gonna piggyback off what you said. I think this will probably be the sweep for sure. They have no answer for Jason Tatum. He went nuts. And we talking about a game they won where he went nuts and Jaylen Brown didn't do as much. He only had 18 for real. And then you can't say you're gonna beat the Celtics and you got Derek White coming dropping 26. You feel me? And then you got Marcus Smart giving you 14. Then you got Malcolm Brogdon giving you 13. I mean, I just named all the guards. They just going at Trae Young. It is what it is. I mean, it is one of them situations where, I mean, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, yeah, we want you to do your thing. But you could just win this game basically off of busting Trae Young ass. Because, I mean, yeah, Trae Young, you could score 30 points or maybe 40 points. But you got 3 niggas going at you who at least scoring 15 to 16 points. So they already equaling you and surpassing you for real. And then, like I said, mind you now, Marcus Smart and Brogdon combined for 27. Derek White had 26 alone. And Trae Young, you had 24. So they whooped your ass. So I'm expecting the same thing to happen next week as well. Next game as well. All right. So I think that's going to be a sweep. Next one. This game is going on right now, and I want to make sure I'm correct when I say this because Giannis is not playing this game, but the series is 1-0 Miami. So give me your thoughts so far on this game. I'm on this series so far.
I think the Bucks are going to win. They're the better team. Just the Miami Heat came ready to play. They caught them slipping. I like the Bucks in 6 because I think even if they're going to 0-2, they're going to win 4 straight because the Bucks are hungry, especially after how last year ended. Now Middleton is back and all that, so you know I like the Bucks to come out the East. To be honest, sorry, Maurice, I hate to break it to you.
I'm not mad at you at all for that. I mean that's your choice. Well, this is what I'm gonna say. I always felt like this. Middleton, he's a good guy. You feel me? But I never felt like he can carry the team. And for me, I'm one of them type of guys where I never want to see Giannis get hurt. But I know for sure if Giannis get hurt, they're nowhere near the same Milwaukee Bucks. And I like right now, they're winning in the first half 35-28, the Bucks. But we're talking about right now, Brooke Lopez is the leading scorer with 14. Now, that's good. That's a good that they have a spark like that. But Chris Middleton, supposed to be the backup star, only has 2 points. So he better turn into Michael Jordan real quick in the second quarter and in the second half. Because I think, not to say that the Miami Heat don't need Tyler Hero, but you can win without Tyler Hero more than you can win without Giannis. So If Yan does not come back, and this might be a situation where Yan is probably do come back game four or something like that, where it probably be a little bit too late. You probably be down 3-1, 2-1 or some shit like that. So
I highly doubt they'd be down 3-1.
You think they can, without Giannis, you think they can? Okay.
They still got Bobby Portis and those guys. They, you know, he's a solid player. They can still stay afloat a little bit.
Yeah, I got to give Bobby Portis much respect. I'm going to go with, why did Giannis had to get hurt?
The Heat are good, but they're not like that to be like smoking them at 3-1, because the Bucks still are good. They still have a good depth on their roster.
Okay.
And Mike Budenholzer is a good coach, man. Very underrated.
And right now, Miami, I mean, who knows how the game should. Miami is struggling right now. Nobody is in double digits but Jimmy right now. So,
and that's why they didn't get to the finals last year, because when it all fails, everything got just fall on him. Bam got to do more. Tyler got to do more. Duncan Robinson got to do more. Struss got to do more. Vincent got to do more. Kyle Lowry, like all of them got to step up.
All these guys you name it right now barely even got points. Kyle Lowry, that's 2.
Exactly.
Strauss, 3. Bam, 4. But I agree with you say, but I'm gonna go with the Bucks winning this series probably in 7. In 7, I'm gonna go 7. I think it can go 7. Especially while Giannis hurt. Okay, next up, the 76ers is winning this series, of course, up 2-0 on the Brooklyn Nets. So give me your feelings on that series.
Oh, that's a fucking wrap. Like I said, 4-0. I don't think they're gonna win a game. The crazy thing about it, James Harden hasn't even been playing good basketball, and they're still beating them. So that's a wrap. I mean, like you said, the Nets, they got a good future because they got all them draft picks for trading KD. The best thing they could have did was break their KD, Russ, and Kyrie thing up. They got hella picks, hella young players, and now they got something to look forward to in the future with Jog behind them. But right now, they don't got no bullets in the gun. Sixers are going to win them and beat them at 4. And each game may be a blowout, to be honest with you.
Let me make sure I get this guy's name right, because ever since he's been traded, what's his name? I can't remember his name at the moment. Give me one second. Should be ashamed of himself. Malik Bridges.
Yeah.
Him right there. I mean, he doesn't have any help.
They talking about Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges. He doesn't have any help at all. You can't rely on Seth Curry having these every now and then type games. I mean, if they was to win a game, it probably would be a game in Brooklyn where Seth or somebody had some amazing lights out game. But other than that, Bridges doesn't have enough help. I got this series being over quickly. And if you say who you are, Joel, sweeping these guys and being dominant the way you is, clearly you're going to win the MVP. It's not even going to be close. All right. I believe that's it. That's it for the East. Okay. Next up, how do you feel about that amazing series that's going right now? I think this is the best series going on. Now, I might take that back, but the best series right now, I believe, is the Clippers versus the Suns. What you think?
Yeah, that's going to be a pretty good series, because it's a lot of animosity right there with Russ and KD. You know, like, there's still some little bit of bad blood there from the whole KD dipping on us and going to play with his butt buddies in Golden State. It's going to be a tough one, because like I said, both of them got shooters, both of them good defenses, both of them got good coaching. Yeah, you got Monty over there in Phoenix. And you got Ty Lue. So the two black coaches going at it. I love it. So that's going to probably go 6 or 7. It's looking like the Clippers right now, to be honest with you. It might go Clippers or 7. Because they playing more team basketball. KD still playing one-on-one. And just, I'm going to get my CPU, get yours. And Booker, you get yours. And Tyler Craig, you get yours. Nah, the Clippers are sharing that rock, man.
And you said 7. You said you got the Clippers in 7.
yeah.
I'll say about this. which you said was great, a great analysis on it, because I believe it too. That's why back to KD, you want to keep playing with stars, because the way you play the game is damn near rec basketball. It's a bunch of nice guys playing together. You get your 12, I get my 12, you get your 12, like that, instead of just winning the game. Because I mean, technically, Kevin Durant is better than Devin Booker.
Of course.
Stop taking a seat back and giving it to Devin Booker. Devin Booker cannot lead this team. He wants to lead this team. I mean, we saw what he did. I don't even think last year he led the team in scoring, but I don't think they
led. The last time he led the team and he almost went somewhere, it was in a bubble. That's it.
And I was going to say this. Even when they went to the NBA Finals, that was more off of Chris Paul. Chris Paul was having them lights out games. Not Devin Booker was doing his thing, but it was Chris Paul putting them stack on games where he was playing lights out.
And Jay Crowder playing good defense and knocking down them shots.
Yeah. I mean, lucky for them, there is no Paul George, but right now Kawhi Leonard is playing like a beast. He's playing like how he was playing that year when Toronto won it. I mean, he is definitely getting the thing done. And I can't – right now, Russell Westbrook could be the X factor, the reason why the Clippers go to the NBA Finals. He could be the X factor alone. I mean, him coming off the bench, him doing what he do, I mean, this is right here. And if I was him, I would almost do a Draymond Green role. Meaning, of course, you're better than Draymond, without a shadow of a doubt. But what you do, be good at it. Like that other night, they praised him. What, he only had, what, 9 points or some shit like that? But he had, like, 12 rebounds and, like, 8 assists or something like that. And he had, what, the key block that won the game? So I'm going to go with the Clippers. I want to go with the Suns because they got that dynamic around them. But, matter of fact, I'm going to go with the Suns because only because Paul George hurt. So I'm going to go with the Suns in 7. All right, next up, what's your thoughts on the Denver versus the Timberwolves? And you already know Denver is up 1-0.
That's going to be over in 5 or 4, too, because, you know, Denver just outmanned them. You know, even my Thunder would have made it. We wouldn't beat the Nuggets. So, like I said, I'm going to go with the Nuggets in 4 or 5. Jamal Murray's playing. He's giving Michael Conley the business because, you know, he's taller than him, so he's just weighing him out. No homo, no, you know.
But he is weighing him out, though. Yeah.
And Joker just, he giving Carl Anthony Towns the work, and him and Rudy. They got 2 7-footers that can't stop Joker, so I suppose you, like, come on now. They got two of them. Two of them, one-on-one, three fifths of play, here 2 or 3 times. He can't do nothing with Joker. Nuggets. I'm going to say Nuggets and 5. I think Ant. That much, that special, he can get them a game, but that's it. And the Nuggets are fine.
Yeah, I believe the Nuggets are gonna get it done. It'd probably be a sweep. Like you said, I agree with you. They probably could get one because Anthony Edwards can at any time have a 50-point game and do something. But I think it's time the Nuggets realize, like, yo, we have been close to the NBA Finals. It's just been injuries. I mean, shit. Didn't they go to the NBA Finals in the bubble and lost to the Lakers?
No, they lost to the Western Conference Finals.
My bad, Western Conference Finals. See what I'm saying? So they know they close, and they pretty much got the same team. They just add little small pieces. And just like I said, Russell Westbrook, Aaron Gordon is playing his role out there, hitting open shots, playing defense, taking advantage of the offense when he has a chance to, when he taking advantage of his opportunities in the offense when he have to. So I'm going to go with another sweep. So far, that's 3 sweeps for me. All right. The next one, and it's the what's is on right now? The Lakers and the Grizzlies, and we already know the LA up 1-0.
I might go with the Lakers in 7 because of the experience. AD and LeBron going, they got way more playoff experience than Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson and Dylan Brooks and then Desmond Bain and all of my motherfuckers. It's AD and LeBron, man. That's Batman and Robin when he healthy. So I'm going with the Lakers in 7. All right, Maurice, step up for a second. So
all right. For me, you say Lakers in 7.
Yeah.
I believe John Morant probably gonna be done for the rest of the what's name. And if I'm going with the Lakers to win this series, but if the Lakers win tonight, I got the Lakers winning this series in 4. But if they don't win tonight, I got to win it in 5. You feel me? I don't think they got enough. Yo, I'm watching this game, and after Ja Morant, like, you're really counting on Desmond Bane. And Desmond Bane, to me, is like a mediocre Klay Thompson. He can get to the basket. He can shoot threes. He can play defense, but he ain't Klay Thompson. So if the Lakers win tonight,
that's a fairly good comparison.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go with them in four. And then last but not least, this right here is the shocker out of the playoffs. That's why I left it last. What's your thoughts on the Kings and the Warriors? Because wow, the Kings are serious.
I'm going Sacramento in six. Because it's so hard to repeat. You know, the Warriors did, but they won a championship post KD. You know, they needed, you know, Steph needed that. Because although we all know he didn't really need it, but people try to hold that on. Oh, you never won a Finals MVP. Should have got it, but you know, but they gave it to Iguodala for not letting LeBron score 100 points. I didn't get that, but anyway, you know, now I'm going with the Kings, man. Demontis a bonus. Hopefully, he's not. I think he got ejected from that mistake or something had happened.
The bonus, he got flagrant. Yeah, he got the flagrant.
Yeah. But he'll be all right because Dan Collins. I'm gonna say De'Aaron Fox. And Malik Monk, man, looking like they're back at your alma mater, University of Kentucky. They're cooking motherfuckers, man. They're cooking people. Harrison Barnes playing this role, like the Kings. Oh, for real, man. They look like the baby Kings of the 2000s with Webber and those guys over there. So I like Sacramento on six, man. Golden State, y'all won a championship last year. You know, every year you can't, you know, they had their runs. They went to four championships. Six championships, like 7 years. So, uh-huh. You know, all good things got coming to an end. So, you know, all those guys getting a little older. So, yeah, I'm going with Sacramento, man. It's time for the new kids on the block to do something.
Yeah, I believe that the Warriors can, well, not in this series, but I'm thinking that the Warriors can come back with like within 1 year or 2 years and make a run and get one more championship before they finally split the spot. I mean, the Kings been doing it all year, man. They had the number one offense all year. Last time we talk about some shit like that, that's when they had Chris Webber, Mike Bibby, and Page Stojakovic and all those boys. What's my boy, Hedo Turkoglu?
Don't feel Vlade. Don't feel Vlade Divac.
I can't forget Vlade. I can't forget Bobby Jackson. I'd be all day naming the Sacramento because them boys. Yes, sir. Scott Pollard, even though he was a bum. but the Kings at that time.
Pager.
Oh yeah, Pager was the fire. And then right now they're doing it. And then I mean, right now, besides what Kawhi Leonard doing, yo, it's debatable right now if De'Aaron Fox is the best player in the league right now. And this is what I'm saying is he's the best fourth quarter player, and that's when it counts. He lead the league in fourth quarter points. In the clutch, he by far the number one guy. He's making a good push for it. I mean, because we already know for this last couple months, it's been him and Kawhi Leonard just been busting ass and being ridiculous out there. So I got the Kings, of course. The Kings better not blow this because this could be a wake-up call where the Warriors could flip it and turn around. But I'm going to go with the Sacramento getting it done in seven. I'm going to get it done in seven. Okay. All right. Next topic. You feel me? Because this topic is personal to me, so I want to know how you feel. Is Draymond Green really good? And the reason why I came up with this topic, because I'm trying to tell you, yo, I think fat dudes or dudes that's trash in sports, period, I think when they look at Draymond Green numbers, that 7, 7, and 6, they be like, yo, I can play in the league. This guy only scoring 7 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. Like, is this guy really good? Because I don't see anything. The last time Draymond Green to me was really good, and I think Shannon Sharp said it, was Game 7 of the NBA Finals when they lost. Remember that series that they was up 3-1? And then they lost that game. Draymond Green had like a triple double. He had like 35 points, 14 rebounds, and like 10 assists or something like that. I haven't seen a game like that since then. You haven't seen a game since then. And I'm tired of keep on hearing people say, what they say, he's the glue that's keeping them together. The only thing I see this nigga do is irritate people, do grimy shit, set picks, and pass the ball to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. I mean, the only really award that he should get is what? Participation. And we up here crowning this dude like he's a Hall of Famer. He's not even half of Charles Barkley. He's not even 2% of Dennis Rodman. So in your opinion, do you really think this guy's good?
Draymond Green, no, he's a solid player, but he's not. Like I always said, Draymond Green, you can find a bunch of them. Like, I know he bring the attitude and the heart. Like how Rodman did, but he's okay. He's good, but he's very replaceable. Put like this. I'm gonna say this, and then this is gonna make it real simple. out of all three of them, you will find 20 Draymond Greens before you find three or four more Steph Currys. I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well said, Ron. Well said right there. I'm going to say a little bit more before we jump into the mock draft and shit. But, I mean, I just, especially the antics that he did with Sabonis. I mean, yeah, Sabonis, you was wrong for grabbing his leg and all that. But this dude, I mean, totally stomped the guy. I don't even like LeBron James. You already know that. You hit LeBron in the nuts. You already know what he did to your man, Steven Adams, kicking him in the nuts. I mean, it's to the point where it's like, yo, you're a bum, yo, and you just want to fight people. You just want to hit motherfuckers, you feel me, to get some recognition and some attention. Like, because you can't put the ball in the basket, because they treat you like Westbrook, basically, when you wide open, they back away from you. I mean, I don't get it, bro. He just a YMCA player, you feel me? That's what I look at him as. All right, last topic so we can clean it up and get up out of here, you know what I'm saying? All right. We're gonna start with we're gonna do the mock draft. You give me all 32 for yours, and I'll give you 32 for mine. So go ahead, you can go first. Give me your draft starting off. The number one draft pick goes to the Panthers, and you know how the rest and so on.
Or you want to do pick for pick, or you want to run them all? You conducting the show however you want to do it. It's up to you.
Well, as I said, you pick your 32 players, and I want to see if it's going to match my list or what we got going
on. I'm saying we're going to pick. I give my first run, my first overall, you get yours, or we just run them all down at one at a time.
All right, pick for pick. So who you got in the first round?
First overall, I got Bryce Young going to the Panthers. Like I said, I love CJ. I still think he's going to go right after him. But, you know, Bryce, man, that tape, you can't ignore that tape, man. What he did at Alabama, the kid won the Heisman for a reason. All the size concerns, I'm going to just say Doug Flutie, a guy that plays in Arizona by the name of Kyler Murray. Drew Brees was 6 feet on the dot. Doug Flutie, there's a lot of quarterbacks that was under six feet under that was successful. So Bryce is going to be fine. So I got Bryce Young right there going first overall to Carolina.
It would only make sense for him to go to Carolina. I'm going with that too because Carolina by far all they needed is a quarterback. They was winning with bullshit guys. Yeah, even Baker Mayfield got them about 2 wins, and they have the wide receiver talent. They just been waiting for a quarterback, and I've been waiting for the dude. It's Terrence Marshall. Make sure I'm correct. He been waiting for a quarterback. This dude is catching the ball no matter who's his quarterback. So, Bryce Young by far. All right, at number two for the Texans, who you got?
CJ Stroud. That's it on you.
For the Texans. I ain't going to lie. I think they need that dynamic, so I'm going to go with Anthony Richardson. I think they need to bring that to show. You don't like Anthony Richardson?
Not at number two, but do your thing.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to switch it up. I feel as though is that they need that dynamic. They also, I mean, Anthony Richardson give me more of Lamar Jackson vibes than a C.J. Stroud. I believe Anthony Richardson can bring the same thing that Sean Watson was bringing. So, I mean, you got to think about it. Who the fuck the Texans really got at wide receiver? You're going to need somebody that's going to be the explosive. Not to say CJ Stroud couldn't do it, but I believe Anthony Richardson, that running dynamic is going to be huge right there. Hey, freaking nation. Who you got for number three for the Titans?
You mean the Cardinals?
They took that spot? They took the Titans spot at three?
No, the Titans never had number three, brother. The Cardinals had number three from the jump.
All right, go ahead. Because then who got four?
Four, I believe, is the Indianapolis Colts.
Go ahead. I got the Colts at four. Go ahead. But who you got? You said the Cardinals at three. Go ahead.
Will Anderson Jr., edge rusher, because their defense been depleted. They don't need a quarterback. They got Kyler. It's too high for offensive lineman draft, so why not get one of the best edge rushers in the league? Because J.J. Watt's gone. So Will Anderson Jr., your boy, outside linebacker, Alabama.
Yeah, I'm looking at the board. I don't see no other team right now that's like missing that right there, that pass rusher spot. Everybody else pretty much need offensive guys. So I'm gonna go with that same pick right there, Will Anderson. I definitely need my guy to go number three, Alabama. All right, number four, the Indianapolis Colts.
Anthony Richardson. That's it, Anthony Richardson.
All right, I'm going with CJ Stroud right there. I believe in it. They got some wide receivers. They got a running game too, and I think that's the type of quarterback they need too. You feel me? He ain't too dynamic. He mobile enough, and he good. He good. Good pocket quarterback. All right. Number five, the Seahawks.
Jalen Carter.
All right. For me, I'm going to go pass rush for them, too. I'm going to go Nolan Smith. I'm going to go Nolan Smith from Alabama for the Seahawks. I really don't see them have no real threat right there on the pass rush anyway, for real. And you got to revamp that defense. All right, number six, the Lions. Who you got?
Let me double check real fast. Devin Witherspoon, University of Illinois cornerback. So they need a corner. Jeff Okuda's gone to the Falcons. So, yeah, it's Devin Witherspoon.
I got to agree with you, too, right there on the Devin Witherspoon. Not only did they lose him, what was the what's the other corner that the Lions lost? He on my team. He on the he on the Giants. I forgot what his name is. Number 24 last year. Or Curry or something like that. So, yeah, they definitely going to need help. You got rid of both of you on it, so you definitely going to need something right there. All right, the Raiders at seven. Who you got?
Raiders at seven. Christian Gonzalez, cornerback, because they got Jimmy G. So, only quarterback left is Will Levis, and I don't think Josh McDaniels will put his future and his job on the line with Jimmy G for a few seasons than with Will Levis, who can end up probably being Zach Wilson. So they go cornerback. Like I said, they lost a couple corners and go, you know, build that defense up. They got, like I said, Jimmy G is there for at least 3 years till they, you know, get the long-term asset quarterback. So Christian Gonzalez going number seven, cornerback, Oregon, to the Raiders.
I'm going to be short on that one. Exactly. I can't wait to see him play. I think he's my favorite cornerback, and besides anybody from Alabama, but I'm going with Christian Gonzalez to Oregon.
He better than all Alabama corners coming up anyway.
Yeah, facts. Number eight, the Atlanta Falcons.
Tyree Wilson, edge rusher, Texas A&M. The edge rush need a lot of help. Like I said, they went receiver last year, so I don't think they're going to go back-to-back. They just traded for Jeff Okuda, so that solves the cornerback run right there. Plus, they can go corner again in the second round. But right here, you need a dominant day one guy. So they got Lorenzo Carter. And they got somebody else rushing the passer, D'Angelo Malone, the kid out of UAB. So they need another guy to come off the other side. So I'm going Tyree Wilson, defensive end, outside linebacker, Texas Tech.
All right, okay. I'm gonna mix it up. I'm gonna keep a Georgia guy in Georgia. I'm gonna go Jalen Carter. I think that's one of the ways too. I mean, that's what my Giants doing. You build on that defensive line. You attack that quarterback and then build your way on up. So, and that would be a good thing for him staying at home, for real. So, next up at number nine is the Bears. Who you got?
Yeah, do this on a simulator too, and send it to me. Now I can put it on the show. I got my mine's done, so I'm looking at it now.
I got you. I can copy and paste it. I got you.
Yeah, send it to me. Yeah. So, number nine. Bears, they traded down from 1 to 9, which was smart. Got extra picks. Got DJ Morris. They don't need a receiver. Peter Skoronski, tackle out of Northwestern, because they got to solidify that line and keep guys. You wouldn't got Justin Fields some pass catches when you got Claypool and you traded for DJ Morris, so you don't need a receiver right now. Got to build that old line up. So go ahead and get so right there, number nine to Chicago, Peter Skoronski.
We're going in the same direction. You feel me? But I think my offensive lineman better. I'm going with Paris Johnson from Ohio State. I can't wait to see that boy work. We might be see a different quarterback from Justin. I forgot what his name is. Justin Fields next year. That's some good protection. All right, next up at 10, the Philadelphia Eagles. Who you got?
Oh yes, they lost Javon Hargrave, and this is and Fletcher Cox is only on a 1 year deal. Kalijah Kansi, defensive tackle, Pittsburgh. You know what other defensive tackle went to Pittsburgh and that's in the league killing right now?
Oh.
He wears number 99 and plays for the Los Angeles Rams. Aaron Donald said it earlier this year. He said, man, this kid reminds me a lot of myself. Same built, 6'2", 6'3", 295, a little undersized, but he make up for with quickness. Like the quickness, the boy had 9.5 sacks this year. Could have had a little bit more, but he missed the game. You know the kid, Marquez Williams, the corner. You know, man, him real tight. You know, that's my guy. he told me, man, this, yeah, he said, Josh, this kid is the baby next Aaron Donald, man. So, yeah, he, if he said and he see that every day in practice, yeah, I'm taking with it. Like I said, you lost Javon Hargrave, and then Fletcher Cox is going to be, you know, even playing somewhere next year or retiring. So you pair him next to Jordan Davis for the next 5-10 years. Yeah, Kalijah Kansi, defensive tackle, and number 10 for the Eagles, Pittsburgh.
All right, at number 10 for the Eagles, you already mentioned this guy early in your draft, so I got to take him. I'm going with Texas Tyree Wilson. So we got the same mindset, you feel me? Fill that defensive line back up and finish attacking these quarterbacks. All right, at number 11, it's the Cardinals. Who you got?
It's the Tennessee Titans, Marvin.
Oh, they switched. My bad. See, I got it confused.
They never switched picks. That was the picks from the beginning. I don't know what you're looking at. That always been the picks from the beginning. Tennessee at 11. And
all right, go ahead.
That's looking at the old one or some during the season or some shit. But anyway, yeah. They need a receiver bad. You know, Treylon Burks wasn't bad, but no, Robert Woods is gone now. You know, they traded away AJ Brown. You need some help at tackle, but they do got two guys there that they can fill in. Dylan Rendance and Nicholas Petiti Farid. I think that's his name, Ohio State. So they can manage with those guys for now, but they need receiver help bad because the only receivers you got now, Treylon Brooks and the kid Kyle Phillips from UCLA. So right here at number 11, I'm giving the Tennessee Titans Quentin Johnston, wide receiver TCU. You lose a big receiver, A.J. Brown. You got to replace him with another big receiver. That way you got Treylon Burks and Quentin Johnston for Malik Willis to throw to. I think they're going to go with him at quarterback. I don't see why not. You know, he didn't really get a whole chance to start. So, you know, I think they're going to rock with Malik and then let Tannehill go and move on. So, 11, Quentin Johnston to the Titans.
All right, at number 11 for the Titans, I'm going to go with Jackson Smith. They don't have no – at all.
JSN, okay.
Right. Yeah, they ain't got no wide receiver at all. And I think he probably – I mean, is he the first wide receiver that we took off the board?
For me, it was Quentin Johnston.
Well, for me, he the first wide receiver I took off the board. So that's who I got going to the Tennessee Titans. Okay, next up is the Cleveland – well, say the pick was given to Houston. It say Cleveland at 12.
Yeah. See, you look. I know which one you're looking at. You should have went to the PFF one.
No, what I already got written down is what I wrote. But I had to went to make sure I got my what I got straight. You feel me? Don't need anything on the air. But so it's the Texans, right? Well, that's Cleveland with number 12.
Yes, the Texans. It would have been the Browns pick, but you know the Deshaun Watson trade. But gotcha. I'm going with the guy you just said, Jackson Smith and Jibba. Because, you know, I got C.J. Stroud. What better way to give a quarterback than a receiver he already know?
You're right.
We said with Tua and Waddle, Jamar Chase and Burrow, right? It's like that chemistry is already there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Jackson Smith and Jibba back with his quarterback, C.J. Stroud, now this time in the H-Town down, Houston.
All right. Well, since I gave the Texans a quarterback, I'm gonna go ahead and give him some protection. I'm gonna go with Darnell Wright, offensive lineman from Tennessee. All right. Next up, number 13 is the Jets.
The Jets. If they did, I was gonna trade this pick probably to. For the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, but until that happens, I'm going to make the pick. They got receivers, got everything they need. I went offensive line right here because Mekhi Becton needs some on the other side. Paris Johnson, tackle out of Ohio State, so back-to-back Ohio State players. So Jets, number 13, Paris Johnson, tackle out of Ohio State. Give Aaron Rodgers some protection, I guess, or Zach Wilson, whoever's playing quarterback for them.
All right, well, for me, for the Jets, I'm going to go with Peter Skorinsky. Offensive lineman, Northwestern.
Great minds think alike, just different players.
Yeah. I just feel like, you feel me, they probably is an offensive lineman away because just like Sauce Gardner said, we're going to make the playoffs next year. They got the weapons. They got the running back. I believe Zach Wilson just needs some more protection because he be getting hit like a mug. All right, so next up, we got the New England Patriots at 14.
Hold on, my phone. New England Patriots, edge rush, took Lucas Van Ness. They was Russia out of Iowa, paired him with Matt Judon. They lost Cal Van Noy and a couple other guys. So had them guys coming off the edge. Belichick love to have them two pass rushers. I was going to go corner, but like I said, it's a deep corner draft. They can get somebody in the second round. You know, Belichick and his scheme, he always find a way to get a corner. Like how that's how J.C. Jackson and all those other guys, Jonathan Jones, became good. So I got Lucas Van Ness going to the Patriots at 14.
Who you got? Copied on the same pick right here. I'm going Lucas Van Ness. Same thing, edge rusher from Iowa. That's how Bill Belichick has always did his thing. Build off of defense, and man, what a way to do it, to have two dynamic pass rushers right there. We already know Matt Judon been doing it, double digit sacks since he got over there. Next up, we got the Green Bay Packers at 15.
I'm going Zay Jones, wide receiver, Boston College. Like I said, they need receiver help back. Sammy Watkins got traded and all that. So you got Romeo Dubs and you got Christian Watson. Now you put a guy in the slot, Zay, then he can move all around. Now if Jordan Love is a starter, you got Christian Watson, Zay Jones, Romeo Dubs. You know, that's good enough to work with Aaron Jones, you know, and AJ Dillon. So I got Zay Jones going to the Packers at 15.
Okay. To me, I think the Packers do need a little bit of O-line help for real. Aaron Rodgers did get hit a lot, especially in the games that they lost. So I'm gonna go with Georgia. I ain't gonna lie. I love you. You all know how I feel about Georgia. I'm gonna go with a Georgia product. I'm gonna go with Broderick Jones, offensive lineman from Georgia.
Okay, that's a little high for him, but I get it.
17, the Washington Commanders.
16.
My bad. Yeah, 16.
They get their quarterback right here, Mr. Will Levis, University of BYU. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Kentucky, same colors. The reason I say BYU, because same colors and the same quarterback, Zach Wilson. All he is Zach Wilson 2.0. It's funny. Both of them played for schools that were blue and white. And so this is how funny that worked out. They're going to get Will Levis. I think he'll be okay in Washington because they got receivers. The line not too bad. They got a couple running backs. Your man Brian Robinson, shout out to him for bouncing back, for getting shot. And come back playing. That took a lot of resilience and willpower to do that. So definitely hats off to you, brother. And the defense is amazing. And that's a rookie quarterback's best friend. A run game, some weapons on the outside, and the defense. So I think Will Levis will do pretty good there. Then he also got Brissett and Sam Howell that are battle for the job. So he won't be getting, you know, he won't just get it handed to him.
And you said Will?
Will Levis.
Will Levis, okay. All right, to me, I was going to go with Tennessee quarterback Hendon Hooker.
That's a little high, only because he got hurt, but I get it.
Yeah, I trust it. I bring some type of different dynamic to the Commanders. I mean, you need to bring something. I mean, only thing you may basically think about when you hear the Commanders is that they used to be the Redskins. There's not no real product that came out of there except for what Terry McLean right now, as far as what you talk about when you talk about that team. So what I'm saying, bring that different culture there. It's time for that. I mean, that's how you win. Not just with the players, the culture that you bring to the team and all that. So at 17, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who you got?
Who did you take for the Steelers? I'm so sorry, Maurice. I was looking
at I ain't take nobody for the Steelers. I said
Oh, yeah, I'm going first. You're right. I'm going first. No, yeah. You're right. You on point. They need tackle help, and they use corner. They picked up Patrick Peterson. They picked up another solid vet, so they'll be okay. Plus, it's like it's a deep class. But you got to protect Kenny. You got to protect Kenny Pickett. I'm going down on right tackle out of the University of Tennessee.
Okay. I'm going to take a – I'm doing it. Man, I think Joey Porter Jr. going to the Steelers. I know.
It's basically
I'm gonna be cliche.
It's basically like heaven sent for that to happen. Father played. I get it. But it's they need. They like I said they got to protect the quarterback first. Like if they had a better tackle, that would have been the pick for sure.
Yeah. All right. At number 18, the Detroit Lions. Who you got?
Nolan Smith.
Mm.
Build this defense up. The offense in Detroit's pretty good. They scored 30-something points a game last year. They couldn't really stop teams like that. You pair him with Aiden Hutchinson, and you still got what's the other pass rush they took last year? Goddamn. Okay, they got James Houston from Deion's old school. Jackson State, and they took another edge rusher. I forgot his name. It's on tip my tongue right now. It'll come to me later on. But yeah, you can't pass on that kid. Him and Aiden coming out the quarterback together. Then you got those other two rotating in. Man, that's going to be off the motherfucking meat, right? So I got Nolan Smith going to the Detroit Lions. Think about it. Aaron Rodgers, whoever playing quarterback, going to have to deal with those two coming off the edge. Good luck.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this one I'm super tough between because, I mean, that would be some good on pass rush, but I already made that kind of early. But really, I really want to say is they really have no corner. They went from having two legit good corners to having no corners at all. So I'm gonna go Maryland. And I'm gonna go Deontay Banks. Going to the Lions.
The only reason I ain't giving that because you already gave him a corner.
And they have none. Like I said, once they let their top two corners, you can't name the third guy, the fourth guy, the fifth guy. They practice squad guys after that. So that's why I went there. But
No. They picked up some guys. They picked up Emmanuel Mosey for the 49ers. They picked up Cameron Sutton.
No disrespect. But
he's solid corner. Everybody can't be Jalen Ramsey, brother. So
yeah, you're right.
But we'll be on Bucks 19, pick, right?
Yeah, 19 Tampa Bay Bucks.
Tackle because they got Baker Mayfield for a year, so ain't no quarterbacks worth picking at this pick. All I'm gone. You even reached to help the Commanders out with Hendon Hooker, but I allow it because that's some shit they do. But tackle. Because Donovan Smith is going to probably retire this year. Anton Harrison, tackle out of Oklahoma. Put him and Tristan Wirfs on a blind side for Baker. That'd be a good look.
Okay. For me, JPP and those – well, JPP ain't on that. But I think that the pass rush for the – what's the name – is getting old. They're getting up their age. Them linebackers, the D-linemen, they're getting up their age. And I want to keep that defense revamped because you got some young secondary. The secondary for the Bucks, they young and they be flying around. Shout out to my man Jay Cruz, who are forever Bucks fan. So I'm gonna go pass rusher for those guys. I'm gonna go Miles Murphy from Clemson.
Not a bad pick because like I said, when they won the Super Bowl, they had like four or five guys that they rotate. Now you got Miles Murphy, Shaq, Joe Tryon, Shainka coming off the edge. That's a good pick. I like that. But I just said that because they got to protect the quarterback. Because it don't matter if Baker Mayfield getting hit and they can't move the ball. So,
facts, that's true. Yeah. All right.
That's a good pick, though.
Next up, the Seahawks at 20.
Oh, yeah. This grade be the Legion of Boom Part 2. Deontay Banks. Deontay Banks, you pay him with Kobe Bryant, Jamal Adams, Quadri Diggs, and Tariq Woolen. So, we're gonna recreate the Legion of Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, I should be a GM in real life, man. This is right.
Yeah, because that definitely sound good. To me, I think the Seahawks is also they missing a their running back getting ready to be legit. They about to have a legit.
Oh, he is legit.
First of all, I know Kenny Walker legit. I'm talking about he getting ready to be legit, like be the man. He giving me Adrian Peterson vibes. Yeah. I think what they missing on offense. Is a tight end, so I'm gonna go with the Utah tight end.
They got Noah Fant, but I mean, if you want to double down, that's cool.
Yeah, and Noah Fant, I mean, like he, like promise name, like Noah Fant.
It's not bad pick. You know what? It's not. I like the idea because he do run two tight end sets, so it's not a hard ball. I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just saying,
And I was just staying with it based off of this. Noah Fant, the size and speed he got, we need to be talking about him far as the same level as Mark, and he need to be in that conversation, but he's not. He's been in the league long enough where he should be in a Darren Waller conversation. Mark Andrews. He should be in that conversation, but we're not talking about him. We're not even talking about him as any type of tight end threat for real. He's just a good tight end to have. So I'm going to go with some dynamic. I'm going to go with Dalton. How you say it? Kinside, whatever.
Yeah, just Kinside. That's fuck it. That's how you want to say it.
Yeah, all right. No, I don't mean to be like that. Number 21, the Chargers. 21 pick on the draft. Chargers. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm about to another team. I'm about to make secondary even better. Joey Porter Jr.
I like that.
Him and JC Jackson outside, and your boy Asante Samuel in the nickel with Derwin James and Adelaide safety. Man, what they end up playing in the division with Patrick Holmes, the Russell Wilson and the Raiders got Davante Adams. So it's like, yeah. And they're playing the AFC. They're going to see Burrow and all those guys at some point. So, yeah, we're going to make this secondary even better.
All right. Okay. For the Chargers, let me see. For the Chargers, I'm going to do what you just said. I'm going to go Alabama. Put my man up there, Brian Branch. I'm gonna copy off of you and do that, make that a dangerous secondary. Mm-hmm. I mean, they pretty much good on the offensive side of the ball. I think they probably do need a running back. Didn't they get rid of Austin? Or he's
supposedly
trying to
leave. But it's not official, but you
yeah.
know.
So next up at 22, the Baltimore Ravens. Who you got?
That boy, Jordan Addison, wide receiver out of USC. Throw up them gang signs, cuz. Yeah, man. Got my man J-A-3 here, man. That's my nickname for him, man. Like I say, you know, we got Odell, which we both are sad about. We got to make this run a little bit more better. Now you got Odell Beckham, Rashad Bateman, Jordan Addison, Aguilar, possibly DeAndre Hopkins. Ooh, Lord. Just thinking about it, just making my mouth water. Hey. Jordan Addison, wide receiver, USC.
All right. Now, I know how I feel about the Ravens. I picked the Ravens Johnson. But I'm going to do what the Ravens really are going to do. The Ravens are going to grab the wide receiver, Quentin Johnson, from TCU. I guarantee it. Watch me. You
want to see that. I can see that.
Yeah, you see that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I watched it. You hit it live right now. Quentin Johnston from TCU. That's what I got for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, because he's 6'4", and that makes sense. Big body receiver. Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, next up at 23, the Minnesota Vikings.
I want Brian Branch, your boy, safety. Because Harrison Smith ain't going to play forever, so, you know. You already got one guy up there with Lewis Sane. You put them two together, that's a mean safety tandem for the next 10 years. Two SEC guys that can run and hit. So I'm going Brian Branch, safety, Alabama.
Well, for me, I think you're going to need some help. What's your boy name? Justin Jefferson, you're going to need some help. I'm going to go with Zay Flowers. You just got rid of, Adam Thielen. I think you're going to need some help. Zay Flowers, we already know how shifty and fast this guy is. He's going to be good in the slot. I'm going with Zay Flowers for the Vikings.
All right, I ain't take wide receiver because they still got Jalen Reagor and the guy KJ Osmore. Both of those guys put up some good numbers. Plus, this receiver class is deep for Minnesota, so they can always get a number two. But I just want – they needed – you know, Harry the Hitman will be done soon. So, you put him back there? Yeah, but that's still a good pick too.
All right. Next up at 24, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who you got?
They lost their tackle and Juwan James to the Chiefs. I'm gonna replace them with Broderick Jones, tackle out of Georgia.
All right. For me, I feel like watch this. I just said this about another team. They have the running back, they have the quarterback, and they have the wide receivers. Guess what they missing? A tight end. I'm gonna go with
They got Evan Engram. I get it. I guess because the tight ends are not Kelsey and all them, those guys are a different breed, but these are still good tight ends here, Marvis. Everybody can't be Kelsey and Kittle.
You right.
They got Evan Engram. I'm just saying. The first right. one, I'm just saying, you can't just because they're not a all pro, don't mean they're not good. But, I mean, they got a whole lot tackle. Evan Engram is a good enough tight end. So you're going to try to strengthen your tight end to have Trevor Lawrence get his head knocked off. I'm just putting it out.
I don't think the Jaguars' offensive line was that bad last year.
It wasn't, but because the person they had there is now gone. That's what I'm saying. You got to hold that now. He went to Kansas City and got that money.
This going to might as well say this is JP pick. I would have done to have Mike Myers, but if I have to make the choice, the offense.
No, stay with your pick. Don't let me persuade. I'm just giving you my pushback. Make your pick.
Yeah, I know. I already know. I mean, to me, what's the name? I mean, I feel what you're saying about Evan Engram and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, you know my basic point is, I mean, the whole point of the tight end is being one of the best of all time. Once Shannon
Sharp, everybody's not going to be that.
I got you. I'm not disrespecting that at all. But I'm just saying most of the great quarterbacks have had their security blanket like that. And I mean, if me watching the league right now, all these quarterbacks have security blankets. The tight end, the guys they're giving it to, I would want my guy to have somebody. I mean, look at the dude Pat from the Steelers. They start throwing it to him a lot.
He's okay. He's not
going
that level yet either. I'm gonna say it's like 90 something tight ends that touch the field in a league because everybody two or tight ends or whatever. Them two, Evan Engram and Noah Fant, at least 20. That's still great. They're at least in the top 20.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, if you got a chance to have a Travis Kelce, we're not going to act like we're going.
You don't know what them two tight ends, what they did in college. We don't know. These are still proven veterans, but like, make your pick.
I mean, hey, Evan Engram was on my team. He was all right. He was all right, but I'm gonna let you have it because it's lower speed. But he was all right. You feel me? I'm gonna go for your sake. I'm gonna go Aiden Harrison from Oklahoma, right there for the Jaguars at 24.
All right, Anton Harrison. Okay.
Anton Harrison. Who you got at 25 for the Giants?
Now here I went tight end. I ain't go tight end. I went Josh Downs. Cause the Giants need receiver help bad, man. Like I said, Kadarius Toney gone, Kenny Galladay gone. Right now, it looks like you only got Rondo Robinson and Sterling Shepard's a free agent too. What's the boy Slayton? So yeah, get Josh Downs over there, man. He can play inside, outside. You know, he'll be a good help for Danny Dimes.
All right, since I'm gonna get straight to it. We need somebody dynamic, especially after just losing Richie James Jr. So I'm going with Jordan Addison from USC. By far, bring his ass to New York. Let's throw this guy some balls. We ain't had nobody dynamic like that since Plaxico Burress, Amani Toomey, Odell. So I'm going with him by far. Jordan Addison from USC. All right, who you got for the Cowboys?
Dalton Kincaid, the tight end you just took. Because no Dalton Schultz, no Blake Jarwin, so somebody got to line up and play tight end for him. Why not get one of these studs? So I got the Cowboys taking Dalton Kincaid. He's going to be Dak security blanket once, when they double CD and Michael Gallup.
All right. I already did a pick like this earlier, so I'm going to keep a guy in his college hometown. I'm going to go with Biagi Robinson from Texas. I'm going with him as the running back. What's his name? I don't think that can handle the whole load by itself. So, yeah, I'm going to go with him. Next up at 27, the Buffalo Bills.
Tight end. Although they got Dawson Knox, he's, I guess, but they are going to they love two tight end sets up in Buffalo. So, they don't really have a whole lot of needs, maybe a corner or something. But this right here will make Josh Adams You know they flex out Dawson Knox a lot, so they can go ahead and put Michael Mayer. So I'm going Michael Mayer right here at 27. It's a luxury pick because they really don't need a whole lot. Now you got two tight ends that can stretch the field with Diggs and those guys.
I'm gonna go with pass rush because they start like farther like down the season. The Bills pass rush wasn't making noise like it was supposed to.
That's because Von Miller got hurt, but I feel
you. Yeah. So I'm gonna go Brian Breesy from Clemson.
Oh, Brian Breesy, yeah.
Brian Breesy from Clemson, D lineman.
Okay.
Next up, the Bengals at 28.
The person you just selected, I got going to Cincinnati, Brian Breesy. The interior pass rush help DJ Reader out. Now you got two disruptors in the middle of the defense because they lost old boy name. They lost show. So now you replace him with Brian Breesy with him and DJ Reader with Carl Lawson and Trey Henderson and Sam Hubbard outside. So yeah. Who you got? Right.
For the Bengals. Now you definitely gonna help me head to say this dude name. I just wrote AA twice. The D lineman from Northwestern State.
I forgot the fucking
Ada Tubelwar. No disrespect, bro.
You took him in the first. I mean, it's late first, but still, I don't think he got. I got a second or third round grade on him. That's just me, but
yeah, that's what I got.
I could have knee glasses. I don't know, but
yeah. All right, next up, the Saints at 29.
Offensive line. I mean. They picked up Derek Carr, so they're good at quarterback for at least 3-4 years. Osiris Torrance, Florida. They need to, they lost, Teron Armstead. They drafted Trevor Penning. They definitely need a guard right there to play on the other side of Cesar Ruiz. So I want Osiris Torrance.
I'm going to copy off of you with that same pick. I'm going with Osiris, too, for the Saints. At number 30, who you got for the Eagles?
This is going to be the difference why they win it. If they get the Super Bowl, they win it this time. And now they got a back that can hit the hole. I love Miles Sanders, but he wasn't the guy that can hit it like that. Bijan Robinson. Him and that offense with what? Them zone reads and them cutbacks that'll be there for him, man. What? Nick Sirianni offense with a back like that? Looking at 1,500 yards, man. That's going to help Jalen Hurts because now he don't got to throw the ball as much. So, Bijan Robinson, running back, Texas, going to the Philadelphia Eagles. NFC chat behind that offensive line. Yeah.
All right. Well, for me, for the Eagles, you know, I'm going to jump on the defensive side of the ball. You lost Darius Slay and you lost my boy.
Darius Slay is still there. He got resigned. But
what? I thought he was. Oh, well, anyway. He getting old though. What did he? It must have been a 1-2 year deal because he 3 years,
$44 million.
Yeah, he had the end of his role, and we already know we got rid of my man Chauncey Gardner. He on the Lions. So I'm gonna go with Kylie Ringo from DB from Georgia.
You talking about Keely Ringo?
Yeah. From yep. And who you got at number 30 for the Chiefs?
31. Yeah, because you know the Dolphins forfeit. 31. Miles Murphy. Because they lost Frank Clark, so they're going to need some pass rush right there. They could use receiver, but like I said, it's a deep class. And then you got Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes could throw to me and you. So, but they need an edge rusher back because Frank Clark was gone. He was a heart and soul for us on the outside. And Chris Jones had the end zone inside. So now you go get Miles Murphy to replace him.
All right. I'll reuse. Oh, yeah. I got him out of the way early. Well, since I couldn't use him, I got to use him now. Let me go ahead and use Mike Mayer from Notre Dame for the Chiefs. I'll use him right there. Kelsey is definitely getting up there in age, and I guess he could be a part two version of that. I mean, I just said it. If you got a chance.
That'll be a main-ass two tight end set. I mean, that's actually not a bad pick because they did lose a lot of weapons, and then to get a tight end that you can flex out like a receiver is still helpful.
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
All right, everyone, we'll do round two. What you want to come back in on Monday? You got flag football. What's going on?
I got games on Tuesday. Monday, cool.
Monday, we can do like 8 o'clock, same thing. We'll do our round two and all that, man. Like, you know, great show, man. Like I said, we're going to try to give y'all more shows. Like I said, I know Maurice got his flag football going on, so I'm trying to, you know, work off his schedule for the most part. But I'll still record by myself. I got to. You know, I ain't got no problem with that at all. You know, go ahead, co-host, do your thing.
Hey, man, as always, man, you know where to find me, Maurice Savage on Facebook, Maurice Savage Jr. on Facebook. If you can't find me on that, which I know you will, you can find me on Instagram, I_AM_the_Pharaoh. That's me, number 22, EB Life or No Life, baby.
All right, everyone, like I always say, man, be great on your way to the figure eight and always remember. The hashtag, the concept's still the same. We just took out the sports star. That's all. Keep that same KTSC. Keep that same energy from your host, Justin P, and my MVP co-host, Maurice Savage Jr. We'll see y'all guys Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern. We out. Peace.